Mic check. How are you doing? Articulate.
Great. Sounding loud and clear. How are you?
Really good. You kind of broke up at the beginning. Not sure if it was my end or your end. You want to try that again? Welcome, everybody. We're going to get started right away here. Just give a few minutes to get to the top of the hour. A few more people in space. See Bibby's here. Welcome. Stick around. Got an announcement you might want to hear soon. Crypto Ed, welcome. Good to see you here again today. Hope the Vancouver Island West Coast is treating you guys as good as it's treating me here in the beautiful Okanagan today. It's a beautiful day, nicest day of the year here so far. All right, Articulate, you can still hear me good? You check your mic one more time.
Yes, you're sounding loud and clear. Thank you. Shout out to everybody that is here. We are getting started momentarily. Thank you for being early. Lainey, how are you?
All right, well, top of the hour is here. Super Ledger podcast number 17 is about to start. Welcome. This is a town hall event speaking to the upcoming release of the Corium XRPL two-way bridge that goes live tomorrow. This space is dedicated to all community members. Come up and speak, ask questions, show your project. Anything goes. Floor is yours this week. Next week's episode 18. And by coincidence, Corium's first birthday party falls on Super Ledger Sunday. So be sending out a call to all validators, builders, creators, community members this week to come celebrate with us and share about the Corium journey. If you'd like to learn more about our DAO podcast announcements or appearances, or staking on the Corium network, you can go to CoriumCommunityDAO.com. My trusted co-host is with us again here today. Articulate, welcome. What's on your mind today?
Glad to be back today. It's a great day. I see the market looks like it wants to do some recovery. Looking forward to this week. It's a great and a big week for blockchain in general, not just Corium, Sologenic, and XRP. But, you know, we're moving to that next frontier for interoperability. So I'm very excited to what may unfold, or just, you know, expecting great things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a powerful week ahead, no doubt about it. Corium's obviously got some big initiatives about to go live. You know, Whelps delayed their launch to accommodate that, so they got something cooking this week too. The Pulsera proposal ends today. Hopefully some new pairs approved there, which would be coming from the XRP ledger. So yeah, lots to talk about. Again, guys, this is open floor. At any point in time, you guys just throw up a request, we'll get you up here. And there's no schedule, no format today. Anything goes. I got a long list of topics we can touch on for sure. Yeah, lots of places we can go this week. Past week, Articulate and I were guests on Crypto Queen's podcast. That was a really great experience. She runs really good XRP spaces out there and a really good community leader. So that was quite nice. Encourage you to check the replay on that. And maybe Articulate, before we get going, it's getting closer and closer by the week here. You're going to be speaking again at NFT NYC coming up here soon in April. Do you want to maybe share about that?
Yes, looking forward. I actually started packing and getting stuff together to head out to New York. It's going to be a great week. It's always a great meetup. And with the Fair and Greed Index, you know, red hot right now, I know the momentum, and you know, everything is going to be very electric this year. So looking forward to networking and representing from the Corium community in such a big environment like NFT NYC, speaking this year about branding and the future of branding with NFTs. So, you know, what we're doing at the Corium Community DAO and with Corium Punks and everything, I could definitely share some things with NFT community in general and what that could look like with smart tokens and what Corium offers. So very excited to be there. And, you know, if anyone is going there, we'd love to link up and network and stuff. But I'll be definitely bringing back great news and, you know, highlights from my experience. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, Corium's come a long way since your last appearance there. So be interesting to see if there's any buzz for Corium in that event there. Bids.com, I don't know if they're going to get released by then or not, but it sure be exciting if they did. And speaking which, just to wrap up some housekeeping that I have here on my list, speaking of Corium Punks, they will be going to the Corium network here soon when bids.com goes live. They did put out a notice in Discord to get your Corium addresses on the forum that they have there so that they can get that organized for the one-to-one drop that you're entitled to if you hold a existing Corium Punk from the XRPL at the time of the snapshot. So they said the snapshot will be announced once further details on the bids.com launch date is known. So keep your eyes on that, but it doesn't hurt to get prepared a little bit early. It's a lot of coordination to get, I think there's over 300 holders of Punks there. So a lot to get all that information gathered up. And if you want to get your one-to-one and support, you get on that forum. So head to the Punks Discord for that. I guess the other piece of housekeeping we might as well get done. In our Discord, we had a logo contest for the Super Ledger podcast. And community voted on the winning logo. And I'm pleased to announce that our community member who was here, oh yeah, he's still here, Bibby, has won that contest. I'll share his logo up at the top there. But if you want to come up and speak, you're more than welcome to. I'd like to thank you for all your efforts with that and in the community in general. Until then, again, if everyone wants to come up, we've got a full list of topics we can cover, a lot going on. And we'll get you up here to speak. Here comes Bibby now. Perfect. All right. I think we got him. Really good. Glad you can join us. Congratulations. You've won the 500 Corium that I and Scott put up for this promotion. Glad you contributed as many as you did. You actually gave quite a few entries there. So it's good to see that you ended up prevailing after all your hard work. It's greatly appreciated. And we will be using your logo. We'll be in touch soon to work with you getting that logo finalized and get it up for use on the podcast here for the next while for sure.
Awesome. Really happy to participate and have the opportunity to try and create something the community can use, and kind of figured out in the process that I enjoy creating stuff. So it was a win-win.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, maybe you want to share that I know you quite well, obviously. You've followed my YouTube channel there and have ended up in the Corium Community DAO. If you may be kind enough to just share your journey into crypto a little bit and how you ended up at Corium Community DAO. And you're certainly one of the community members that once you found your way there, just kind of rolled up your sleeves and got at it pretty quick there. And I've become quite the NFT collector.
Yeah, for sure.
The one NFT I really like is on your PFP right now. But if you want to share your story a little bit and how you found the Corium Community DAO and maybe what your take on what we're doing here is.
Yeah, for sure. Well, originally, I think I have a similar story to you where I kind of got brought in by XRP and then started asking questions, and I found myself my way to Corium, and I was looking for good Corium content, and there wasn't a lot of really in-depth Corium coverage out there. So I landed on your channel. And I just liked what you guys were doing. It appealed to me because I really wanted to know everything there was to know about Corium. Ended up finding my way into the Discord and met a bunch of really, really strong members in the community who were able to kind of guide me and give me a hand when I needed it. Ended up becoming quite a collector of some of the projects that are in our in the DAO, Fight Farms, Snails, and the Core Punks. So really happy with them so far. Can't wait for the one-to-one.
Yeah, right on. And you see, found your way to Corium. I know now you spend a lot of time on other ecosystems in Cosmos. Like, I know your Snails found your way to Stargaze, and I know you're no stranger to what we're doing over in OmniFlix there. So,
yeah.
Seems like you
spent a lot of time over on
Stargaze.
I'm sorry, last part there.
So as me, you've expanded a little bit since you even came to the Corium community now.
Yeah, for sure. I kind of started dipping my toes into OmniFlix, and I was new to the Leap wallet. Figuring out how to transfer funds was a little bit tricky. Once you get past that, it's awesome. There's lots of stuff on there that perks my interest. And then I popped over to Stargaze, and there's all these other projects that are being released that are super interesting too. So I kind of make a habit of checking in every couple of days to see what's going on. And there's always something to keep you busy between OmniFlix and Stargaze for sure.
Right on. Well, if I could put you on the spot, I always advertise what we're trying to do with the Corium community DAO is be a hub of value and resources for the community. What value do you think, or if you could share, what value do you think has it brought to you in your experience?
Well, seeing as I'm fairly new to the crypto space, I've been in the DAO for about 4.5 months, the community DAO. The biggest thing for me was having support and keeping me on track. So I found a bunch of people here who I could kind of lean on, and they kind of took me under their wing in a way, explained things to me when I needed them to be explained, answered my questions, guided me, you know, told me things I needed to know. And I mean, as a guy who's kind of flying on his own before I met the community, it's easy to get distracted and lose track of what you're doing, or, you know, all this different content is just like kind of clickbaity, and it just pulls your attention every single way except for in a straight line. So for me, it was just getting the focus and the support to kind of make progress and learn things that are applicable to what I'm trying to do.
Excellent. Well, you've been a great value in addition to the community. Can't thank you enough, and thank you for your logo submissions. And yeah, you guys will be seeing his work spread out here in the not too distant time ahead, and probably on some merch here soon too.
So. Awesome. I appreciate the opportunity.
Right on.
Thank you, BB. We got Mac in the building. How are you, man?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
All is well. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, you know, I'm out here in Nairobi. It's a little bit later than normal for me, but I want to say, you know, thanks a lot for all the effort, Bibby, getting everybody involved like you did. Really appreciate that, and congratulations.
All right, on. We had several good images there that came up. I know moving forward, I'm probably going to be using many of them. There's lots of good ones to choose from, so it's a fun process.
Yeah, thanks for that, Mac. I appreciate it.
You bet, man. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's. I tried sending Marco and Mike to come up here. Calf had a pretty nice showing this week. I was wondering if we can get an update from him. But I guess in the meantime, we can certainly speak about the obvious here. Looks like the bridge is going live tomorrow. It's going to bring quite a bit of excitement to the ecosystem, I think. And we're already seeing these XRPL tokens appear on the Corium mainnet as a connection. So big things ahead.
Yeah, it's finally here, you know. Heading in this direction for the past few years, you know, especially Brad Garlinghouse has pointed to the fact that, you know, crypto and blockchain and, you know, the future of this is going to be multi-chain. And, you know, to see the fact that we are at a point of, you know, a different, another level in interoperability, you know, with bigger ledgers and everything coming together, it's a great feeling. I'm happy to be here. And, you know, it was so surreal for me this morning to wake up and see all the projects that are already, you know, bridging over to the IBC, you know, networks through Corium from the XRP ledger. And I know over time that is going to grow. And, you know, just before launch, I know it's an exciting feeling for the XRP community. I know some of them probably have mixed feelings about this, but I think once this is up and running and things, you know, pan out the way it should, this is going to make a lot more sense, especially with AMMs coming on Friday. This is just going to turn out into a big party, you know, so I'm excited. I'm glad for the progress I'm seeing so far. Sologenic is already on IBC through Corium and a list of other projects. So that's a huge milestone. And, you know, just excited and looking forward.
Yeah. And what a, you know, like you couldn't write a better script for what's happening here. Like the Corium bridge is going live the same week the AMM proposal is about to pass and be live. And we know Sologenic's ready for that. They got the interface ready for that. And as many more, we've had other guests on here on the podcast recently. We had Moai Finance there last week and Anodos. They're all going to be utilizing that AMM. And it's all coming live. I think Corium's got first mover advantage as far as, you know, connecting EVM and other chains out there like Polkadot and Avalanche all through IBC. To me, it's just... like I said, if you're going to write a script, you couldn't have done it any better than what this week's shaping up to be.
And Tio, how are you?
Very good, guys. Beautiful day. Sun is shining. Crypto is going. Life is great. I have a question, if you don't mind. And I need you experts to help me on this one. Ready?
Ready.
Fuck.
Okay, this shows what kind of a newbie I am here. So basically... about a year plus or so back here, I found out that you can buy Bitcoin on Zoom Wallet. Anyway, so I bought a bunch of Bitcoin in there. However, I can't move the damn thing anywhere. Does anybody know how to freaking bridge that over into the Cosmos system or into the Leap wallet or something? I can't it's not like when you are sending XRP or Solo or Corium and everything, you can exchange it and so forth, but this is through a third party Bitstamp on the Zoom wallet.
I'm not sure if you're able to move it into the Cosmos ecosystem as yet because the bridge is not live yet. That's for one. For two, I'm not sure if you could send it to Bitstamp on the XRP ledger. So you probably are going to be better off swapping it out.
That's the problem because the Bitstamp spot on that is always around 20,000 lower than the actual spot Bitcoin price.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Ooh. gotcha.
That's harsh. And so is I haven't utilized that at all. I haven't played with Bitstamp either. So is the Bitcoin, is it a XRPL issued native asset or is it issued through Bitstamp?
I think it's issued through Bitstamp, and I guess everything on the ZAO here. Like Corium, they're IOUs here. So I guess this is more of a wrapped Bitcoin on Bitstamp.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I do get in the Reaper Financial airdrop, they have Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, so. I do get, you know, some Bitcoin every 2 weeks and, you know, I just swap it out because to probably withdraw it or to move it, you'll probably have to move it through Bitcoin. You probably have to take it back through the Bitstamp and then do something with it. Because if you hit withdraw, it's going to probably say withdraw Bitcoin, and then it takes you to log into your Bitstamp. So yeah, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to, like, and I'm not sure what the bridge capabilities would be with that. You know, we're still not live yet, so I'm not sure what the how to advise you in that regard right now.
Not a problem. Maybe I'll just wait for the bridge here and see if anything is at that point. It's been there in over a year here. It'd be just nice to, because it's kind of like, it's not dead money. I mean, it's increasing, but it's kind of haven't done anything with that for over a year.
Yeah, my thought is because it's issued through Bitstamp, you might have to interact with Bitstamp to do a withdrawal.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, apart from that, your best bet is to swap it out for some XRP.
Well, you can't. The thing is, like I said, the exchange rate is pretty fast.
Pretty steep, yeah.
Why is there such a spread there for Bitcoin?
I know. It's insane. I mean, I can let it sit there for forever how long here and everything. I just figured Bitcoin there is kind of if I can use it to utilize to play with it. And it's not much. It's around 6.5 grand right now here. So not like it's a lot here, but it'd be nice to basically move that into even looking at doing more staking into the Corium DAO.
Nice. Well, you get that Bitcoin brought over here, Antio. We won't turn it away. We won't turn you away.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I'll drop back down. I apologize for interrupting the session here. I was.
You're good, man. It's a. Well, you're good.
Yeah, and thanks for co-hosting that Crypto Queen space there. It's nice to see a familiar face up there when we got there.
You guys knocked it dead there. It was awesome here. I've seen a lot of people in there that normally don't go into the Corium spaces here, so it was kind of nice to spread the word here on Corium in the XRP community. I know Crypto Queen does it. I know I do it, and there's a few of us in there that are spreading the love of this project here. So I think you guys are on the right track here. I think we're going to do really well here, and I feel very privileged to be a part of it. So thank you.
Well, thanks for your support, Ger. I really, really appreciate it.
And there's my buddy, Marco, the guy who freaking answers a 4:30 after being on a long flight.
It's Mackenzie. It's Mackenzie. Mac.
I'm sorry. I meant Mac.
you know. I actually listened to that space. I appreciate the shout out, man. Yeah, you just happened to catch me at the right time, 4:30 a.m.
It was fucking awesome, man. So I really appreciate that. I didn't know you were where you were. Otherwise, I would never have done that. But it just
goes. No, if I'm awake, I'm gonna answer. You know,
it's like Bippy said here. I mean, the help in this freaking community is awesome, man. I mean, it is next to. I haven't been in a community that basically cares that much about its members and so forth. So good for you guys on doing that here. And that's what we need to basically bring out there to other people coming into this space.
Yeah, I agree. I appreciate your support.
And thank you, NTO. With that being said, this week is a huge week. The two-way bridge goes live tomorrow. And Whelp was supposed to be launched on the 14th, but they pushed back because of the launching of the bridge and getting everything situated there. And they will be launching out this week. And I'm very excited to have Griffin in the building from Whelp. Thank you for joining us, Griffin. Any thing you want to share with the community today?
Well, thanks for having me, Articulate. Yeah, it's good to be here. And yeah, so we almost timed it right a month ago. We said March 14th. We were thinking that the bridge would be live by then. I guess we missed it by 1 week. But yeah, we figured it was no real point in launching on the 14th when the bridge was going live like less than a week later. So we've been working with the Corium team. We're definitely, it looks like we're going to be getting that solo Corium pool going. And we're also going to be launching that promotion with Cato Finance. So just super, super excited to launch this week. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. I had a question with Cato Finance because I'm not sure if, you know, a lot of people are familiar with that platform. What was the particular promotion you mentioned? I know you mentioned it briefly in the space.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So with Cato.money, they have an on-ramping service where you can directly use like local fiat or like government-issued currencies like USD, Euro to buy crypto. So there's no longer a need to use centralized exchanges. You know, I personally love them. We've worked with them in the past. And, you know, I'm a strong believer in decentralization. So any way you can avoid going through a centralized entity is something that we're really excited about. And so I can't share exactly what the promotion is right now until kind of we get the green light from Corium because they're kind of the ones doing it. But there's going to be more information coming out as we launch. So definitely stay tuned for that. It's going to be a really exciting week. But, sorry if I sound a little under the weather. ETH Denver, I came down with influenza A and strep at the same time. So finally starting to feel better. So yeah, I know my voice sounds a little off, so I apologize about that.
I was just going to say, Griffin, you are sounding like you're improved. I talked to you about a week ago now, and you sounded pretty rough. So glad to see that you're feeling a little bit better there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's great to see you again and see Brian B. and a few other people I saw on the Zen Lounge event, too. So it's great to see you guys.
Yeah, so just to clarify, so you had experience dealings with Cato.money in the past, you said?
Oh, absolutely. We've known a few of them, especially, I'm not seeing him here, but big shout out to Cato Mori. He's, you know, very close with our team. We've known him for a while. So, yeah, we've implemented them on past projects. So we just absolutely love Cato.
Oh, right on. Well, I'm going to check that out a little bit closer now. I did notice it in your post there, but I'm going to dive into that a little bit deeper now. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're integrating their widget, and this week they've been working on integrating Corium itself, so you can directly buy Corium through them. I'm not 100% sure if it's live yet, but we're going to be working very closely with their team. We have a meeting first thing tomorrow to work out the final details, and then we'll be able we'll be able to announce to the community exactly what the promotion is going to be.
Right on, right on. And I don't know if you're able to say now, but I just seen it on testnet and some of your graphics there. USDT, are you bringing that to our ecosystem?
We are definitely very interested in working on that. We're talking with a few market makers right now, but nothing confirmed yet at this time. But I feel like having one of that giant stable coin connected to the Corium ecosystem will be a powerful tool.
Well, I appreciate you sharing. I've had lots of people ask me for clarification there, and I certainly didn't want to speak out of turn on that. So great to see. Nonetheless, there's going to be many exciting things coming up this week for sure with all the new tokens moving around either direction. There's going to be a lot to want to see.
Can anybody hear me?
Oh, there you are. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. I think I missed the last part of your sentence there, Chris. Yeah, what was the next thing on the list today?
Oh, geez, where else could we go? Well, Pulsera's got proposition passed, I see. So we're going to have XRP Corium, XRP Sarah coming over to the Corium network. That's exciting to see. Did we lose Griffin? I have one more question, but I can get him another time. It's not a big one. So with that, XRP is going to be on Corium. It's exciting to see for me. I know myself, I'm going to definitely be bringing mine over. And I had a discussion earlier with somebody saying, well, it's easy. What's the point of bringing my XRP over to Corium? And I just don't see the point in it. And the way I look at it is this, if you have two assets that you're holding long term anyways, you know, so in my case, XRP, Solo, Corium all fit that description. You know, to me, it makes sense to pair them up. And they say, well, you know, you're earning a Sara token. I don't necessarily care about Sara token. You don't have to keep the Sara token. You can convert it to XRP. You can, you know, convert it to both, you know, XRP, Corium, to, you know, keep your pools balanced and growing. You know, if you don't have those assets, is it, you know, beneficial to go buy them and participate in liquidity providing? You know, if you're a short-term investor or looking to, you know, time the market to get out of highs of those, well, maybe not. But if you're long-term holding some of these projects, this is a great opportunity, especially now we've still got the 300% boosted rewards. You're going to have Whelp coming out with their DeFi product here right away. I'm sure it's going to have its own incentivization of some kind. So I just don't know why somebody would want to put the assets they're holding to work. That's just how I look at it.
Yeah, Griffin is back if you wanted to ask a question.
Oh, Griffin. Sorry, I was just going to ask if they mentioned on the space that the bridge is, I was trying to look for my notes to see the exact wording they use, but almost like a open source white label, like anybody could take it. And is that kind of what Whelp's doing with it?
To be honest, as the marketing guy, I'm not 100% sure exactly how all that works. But we could definitely, I'll try to get an answer on that and follow up with you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, sorry. I couldn't find how they exactly worded it, but yeah, I just said it's open source code. Anybody can kind of take it and use it for their project there. So just kind of curious on how that worked. So I appreciate you coming back there for that.
No, for sure. So I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work, but the end goal is to directly integrate it with our platform. But at launch, it's going to be going through the Sologenic website, their bridge. So at launch, it's not going to be directly integrated, but I do believe we're going to be working on doing that.
Right on. Excellent.
Thank you, Griffin.
Thank you.
John, welcome.
Hello, thank you for taking my question. The question that I have is with respect to a lending and borrowing platform within the Corium ecosystem. Are you all aware of a lending and borrowing platform already within the Corium ecosystem that intends to open up XRP as collateral? If not, is the only decentralized finance platform which allows XRP to be collateral at this given time? Is it just Moi Finance? And I have a second question after that, if once you answer it.
I was going to speak to Moi Finance as definitely in the XRP ecosystem. I haven't heard or can't speak to anything specifically on the Corium ecosystem. Whelp and Pulsera would be the immediate candidates to that. And at this time, there is no lending borrowing live that I know of. I think that's on the long-term plan for Whelp. I don't know what's coming out of the gate. So to answer your question, best of my knowledge, no, not at this time.
All right, thank you. And my second question is with respect to the closed order book DEX that currently exists on the XRP ecosystem. Once the automated market maker goes live on the 22nd, have you all given any thought to how quickly that automated market maker is going to have an impact on the existing decentralized exchange as far as adding liquidity? So trades can execute quicker instead of waiting for a trader on the opposite side of a trade.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. That's a great question and something I'm eager to see, you know, pardon the pun, but the ripple effect of the AMM when it goes live for exactly what you said there. Yeah, obviously, especially on lower liquidity tokens, you know, it's probably going to be easier to go look at those AMM pools than worry about slippage on the DEX, because I know some projects, you know, slippage is quite high. So great question. If anybody else has anything to add to that, that's about the limitations of my knowledge here.
Yeah, not too much to add to that. I agree with you, Chris, and that is going to definitely change the way we trade and, you know, make things a lot more fluid. But yeah, I do look forward to what the AMM is going to bring to our reality of, you know, just DeFi in general. And with combined with the two-way bridge, now you could have pools with, you know, IBC tokens using the AMMs, and it's just going to be beautiful. So I'm looking forward to what, you know, pans out from this, and this weekend coming up is going to be a preview of that. And, you know, it's a beautiful time in crypto. It's a beautiful time in DeFi. And I thank you for that point, John. I think that is something that is going to change how we experience, you know, just buy orders, you know, day trading, whatever we do, it's going to change our reality and speed things up to a lot of degrees. And what does that change? You know, as Chris said, it makes, you know, slippage, takes away a lot of the pain in what we do currently. It's going to increase maybe volume in some things that we probably wanted to do or, you know, experience, but, you know, it's not there yet. So I think this is going to help to mature the space in general. And the AMMs, I think the way how David Schwartz speak about it, it's, you know, something they are very proud of, just as how Bob and Reza speaks of the two-way bridge. So with these two monumental tools launching at the same time, I think it's going to, you know, be a moment in history that is recorded and speak about for hundreds of years.
Yeah, and it's a question I've had even on the Corium network here too, like, 'cause I know it's still on the Corium's roadmap to release their on-chain native DEX too. So then you see, you know, all these other DeFi projects coming out in front of that, and it just, you know, leaves me wondering, well, geez, what's the advantage to that, or is it gonna, you know, benefit these projects that are already on there, or is it gonna compete with it in some way? So it's just, I probably just don't understand the function of it, maybe in all its uses, other than as a trader maybe. But yeah, lots of questions ahead for that. And thanks, John. That was a great point to bring up, and something that I know many of us will be watching this week ahead. Marco.
Oh, go ahead.
Marco, how's things with you? You had CAF come out this week, drop some smart token advice.
Yeah.
Update there.
Yeah, it was just amazing, you know, to actually bring the smart token to life, you know, because we always seen like graphics for it, but to actually bring it to life in a 3D way was just amazing. And I think the timing is just perfect, you know, with the two-way bridge, because not only like, you know, engaging or, you know, showing people about the smart token technology, you know, just to our community, but to other ecosystems, right? So, you know, I think, you know, as being part of Corium Community DAO, is just kind of getting the word and the message out there for everyone to kind of learn and want to get into.
Yeah, and it was great timing. Like I said earlier, we recently had several XRPL projects on. We had a Nodos Finance on, Patrick from Reaper, and last week, Moe AI Finance there. And, you know, on the heels of that, just days later, Corium has the AMA where they announce that they're going to be providing a grant for the XRPL ledger developers and projects, and also for the Cosmos ecosystem. And it brings me to one of our other recent guests there, Cleomedes, for them to bring their projects over here to take advantage of that bridge. So now that you see some of these tokens come over, I know I have some of them in my wallet that I don't have the list in front of me, but you see, I've seen like Equilibrium and Elysian and OnXRP and several other ones. And I think it's going to get a lot of people's attention, not so much that the tokens can move over to the Corium network and maybe participate in DeFi. What I'm really excited to see, and I think it's going to be a wake-up call to a lot of projects on the XRP ledger, is when you see a project move its token over and actually take advantage of the smart token technology and the programmability of it. and take their project forward to another level using it. I think that's going to be the wake up call that, you know, many don't see coming.
Yeah, great explainer there, Marco, with CAF. I put it in the top of the chat here. So those who have not seen that CAF videos yet, you could just hit the slides at the top and go through. It's right there. It says smart tokens. It was a very good explainer of what the smart token capability is and what it can do. And looking forward to see how that changes the game, you know, in general, because a lot of projects that, say, for instance, are going to be building on Corium. Corium has that hybrid feature where optional KYC is a reality here. So you can use the fully decentralized experience, or you could have, you know, your institutions and governments and stuff that needs that KYC feature to be fully regulated. So it's a great place to be in terms of using and building on Corium. And as Chris said, you know, that smart token capability in a few hours when it goes live, the projects on the XRP ledger are going to be able to start, you know, crossing over into the IBC world. You know, I know, I forgot who mentioned it, but they're going to be having pairs on, say, Osmosis, where you're going to have your solo Corium pair. You know, the possibilities are going to be endless. You're going to have your XRP pairs with solo, you know. So think about what that is, what the reward could be in terms of the token you get as, you know, your reward for having participated in the liquidity pools. So it's not limited to just, say, Serra tokens and Pulsera, but you could, you know, when these markets are live and these pools are live, you're going to be getting reward in their various, you know, denominations, whether it's XRP or Osmosis or whatever it is. But it's an exciting future ahead of us. This is just the start. And I think that, you know, just give it a chance first. You know, I know some people are anxious of what this can do or what it can't, or, you know, but specifically for Pulsera, it's a DAX. It's a decentralized exchange. So if you don't, there's something you'd like to change, you could create a proposal, and you could have the community votes on it, and it could become, you know, the exchange you'd like it to be. And that's the power we have, plugging into a powerful, you know, ledger like the XRP ledger and on IBC as well. So we're in between, you know, two very liquid worlds. And with Pulsera, we have the tools to decide what happens and where we could go. So I think that is very... that's power on a different level, you know. So I think with that, we can shape the reality we want. And to me, that's worth more than any, you know, money or return you could get, just to have that option to change things if you don't like it, or to have a voice. If, as you see in our world today, you know, having a voice is becoming, you know, less and less of a thing. So it's good that tools are launching in these times that give us that power and give us that decentralized capability, where a community could, you know, take control of their financial future.
Yeah, as a perfect example, was this past week, I just assumed, I didn't really look into it, but the creator of proposal A0027 on Pulsera, it wasn't Pulsera. Alberto was on the podcast there and said that somebody in the community reached out and said, hey, can I create a proposal for XRP and Corium and XRP and Seria? And he says he didn't see any reason why that would be an issue. And he said 10 minutes later, he looked and there it was. His proposal was live. It's since passed. It had 24.23% vote yes, 0% abstain, and 0.02% say no. So, you know, that just goes to show, if there's something you want to see, you put that proposal out there. If the community resonates with it, it's a done deal. I agree with you. Articulate, you know, to me, it's a great feature to have. And with all these new projects coming online, just to be able to direct those incentives around to maximize it, it's going to, you know, for those paying attention, it can be very effective.
Yes, I agree. I agree 100%. And, you know, these tools that we are going live are still, you know, to think that this is still space one and two, these projects are still in their infancy. With Corey, I'm only a year old on mainnet coming this next weekend. It blows my mind to what a 10-year build out or, you know, a 20-year build out of these projects and these protocols will look like. You know, it's going to be amazing, you know, the adoption that will be, you know, possible, you know, at that time and what that would look like when Corium becomes a household name, Sologenic, you know, XRP. It's going to be beautiful. And this is just the start of all of that. And to know that we have a tool like Pulsera to you know, decide how we, you know, interact with some of these assets. If we want to change the rewards, we could say, hey, we want rewards in such and such token instead, you know, and that's power. And, you know, Whelp is coming out, and I believe in the beginning when we started interviewing, Whelp, they said that community is important, and that's going to be something that is going to help, you know, you could help shape, you know, what Whelp is as well. So it's beautiful, and I'm glad that you guys are building on Corium, and just excited for what the, you know, the start of this is and what it's going to be as we, you know, start to garner tools to help shape, you know, what our grandchildren's and our children's reality is going to be, and have them take over and run it. So I'm just excited in general.
Yeah, and you know, Corium, as mentioned by Coinholder and Reza there earlier this week, you know, we're just coming up to the 1 year birthday, and on Certic it's the ranked 19th as far as security score for the project. So that's a pretty impressive company to be in at this stage. Like you said, you know, 5-10 years out, gonna be an absolute powerhouse here.
Yeah, very excited, man. One thing that did catch my mind this week was we interviewed Moi Finance, and you know, they're a part of the Futureverse, and there's a lot going on there with the metaverse and what they're building on the XRP, using the XRP ledger. And, you know, Ready Player One is also involved. They have the Readyverse that they have another facet called Open. And Open is a combination of about 5 or 6, I think, different IPs at this time. But what they're building is phenomenal. They're actually bringing in you know, Web2 brands that we know and are familiar with, and you know, public figures and stuff, and integrating them into the metaverse that they are building. So, one of the partners they have is Reebok, and they have the Back to the Future the car brand in that. Let me go to
The DeLorean.
DeLorean. Motor Company. So the XRP is the gas token. So if you, I have it's pinned up at the top, but if you think about, you know, an open metaverse, the different IPs involved include Doodles and a few others. But think about, you know, when people start adopting, you know, from the gaming metaverse sector, not just the investment, deck side, but they start utilizing these tools and playing these games and earning rewards and burning XRP, it's going to be, you know, incredible with the tools like the AMM on the other side, with institutions and just, you know, financial minded people, you know, utilizing those. You have Corium. It's going to be beautiful. And now the interoperability part is there. You could see smart token capabilities and technology across the board in general in all those spheres. So it's something that it's not limited because of, you know, we're building it and we can decide where it goes and, you know, what happens. But at the brink of everything now, we have some amazing tools and projects that are launching, are already launched and about to, you know, go live with new features. And just to wrap my head around what that could be, even in a year from now, it's going to be totally incredible. And I look forward to learning more about, any project that is, utilizing these tools and the interoperability that comes from this, because Corium in Q1, still there is a part of the roadmap that has BNB, AVAX, Polkadot, Ethereum, Solana. Those are going to get IBC support through Corium as well, not just XRP and Sologenic and those. So it's the start of something great. All the ledgers are going to, in some way, shape, or form, be interoperable with each other very soon. And, hooking up, the IBC world with the XRP ledger is a huge, huge step and start towards what this is going to build out to be in general. This year two with if that's a Q1 goal for Corium, I could imagine what a Q2, Q3, Q4 looks like as after the Bitcoin halving and, maybe the Ripple case is settled and stuff. I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. But, all roads are going to be clear for something explosive into the fall, the closing of this year into 2025. So just excited to see where we at. It's just the start, but it was coming. XRP Ledger is one of the oldest DEXs in the game, over 10 years, and it's tried and true, and it's proven. So a lot of people trust it, a lot of, higher ups trust it, and we are, building bridges to interact with it and cross over asset-wise and just community-wise and everything. So I dreamt of this interoperable day, and, tomorrow is a big step towards that.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like I've been waiting years for this, and I could probably count them as about 7. So I couldn't agree more. I think we're definitely on the cusp of everything being interoperable. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's up to us as community to start behaving that way too. But a lot of work ahead to do that, to integrate communities. I think there's still a lot of people that are fairly siloed in their space, but it's branching out. I mean, that's a good segue. I'm not too sure if Ralphie can come up here. I hold Core Apes. I admit I probably should have been in your Discord here sooner. I see another initiative, Apes Anonymous, and you're taking that to the Avalanche network, which is still all going to be connected through IBC. I need to learn more about that in case I'm missing out on something I need to know. If you can't come up though, that's cool. The other thing I wanted to reach out to you about next week is coming on the Corium birthday podcast that we're doing there. As Core Apes founder, a huge contributor to our ecosystem, strong believer in Corium, and just all around good guy.
Just wanted to say a special shout out to Ralphie, man. This past week, he gifted 10 memberships to YouTube channel subscribers in our show live while we were doing our broadcast, and such, words can't explain, but yeah, shout out to you, Ralphie, and everything that you have done and continue to do in this whole blockchain ecosystem.
Well, what's up, guys? Happy Sunday to everybody. Yeah, the reason I did that was, man, I really appreciate you guys still being very active on YouTube, and kind of I haven't been around to keep up with everything, so it's nice to have a space to kind of go on and get the updates of what's actually happening with Corium and the network. So I really appreciated that, and I wanted to support you guys, and it's just an extra benefit that the community also gets to support. But first and foremost, I wanted to support you guys for, taking the time out of your day to kind of update everybody on what's going on with Corium. We all live very, very busy lives, and we don't always have time to stay on top of everything. So it was first and foremost to benefit you guys. And then it's always nice to be able to give back to the actual community as well. So it was a double plus there. Keep doing what you guys are doing, man. I did it because I really do want to support you guys.
Well, I appreciate it, Ralphie. And yeah, damn, you had me teared up during that show there. I didn't even know you could do that out there. So I'll definitely be keeping that in mind for content creators moving forward, because that was a great feeling, and it's a nice feeling to see all those Corium badges beside people's names now in the comments there. So BB lost his title as the only Corium badge out there now.
Yeah, and I would encourage others that you know, it's $2.99 for the month. It's we spend more on coffee, you know. Support Chris, support Articulate, support Mackenzie, support Marco, support the ones that take time out of their day to, you know, it's $2.99 and you get a cool badge. And it's just, I don't know. I think that more people should definitely support. Yeah, that was a little soft show there for a little bit of support for Chris and the boys.
I love it. Thank you. And, you know, and that's one of the cool things, like you guys hear me talk about OmniFlix quite often. And that's one of the reasons why that specifically is, you know, it's easy to tip your content creator there and it goes directly to them instantly in their pocket, no middleman. You know, and we got to support platforms that are doing that. They, you know, they have the content creator's best interest in mind, you know, the big Google machine, maybe not so much, right? So, you know, that's why, you know, obviously YouTube's important to me and what I do, and that helps the community gather for sure. But there's other platforms out there trying to solve some of these pain points there. So that's why I talked about OmniFlix. But I have you up here and I've been dying to learn more about Apes Anonymous, because I'm worried I'm missing out on something with my core apes. I should have been in your Discord. I know. What's going on there?
So Core Apes is we'll talk about Core Apes, and then I'll get a little bit into Apes Anonymous, which gets a little interesting with what's going on over there and how I could kind of tie it into Corium as well, which it's at the pace that crypto is evolving. It's just, I don't know, like I'm so excited for the future. So Core Apes, we are just waiting for a little bit more of development to come. Obviously, the bridge is a big plus. But we are looking to launch V2 sometime this year. And then the Mutants also will be launched, but that'll be probably in 2025. And that'll continue to build on what we already have. We are looking to build something else. I'm not going to touch on that. But it is a project that we want to build on top of Corium and kind of also integrate ourselves on that network with. Now with Apes Anonymous, Apes Anonymous was originally going to be launched on XRP, and then I decided to move it over to AVAX. AVAX isn't just a layer one. AVAX has a little bit of layer zero in it, like Cosmos. It has a little bit of layer two in it, like a Polygon. It really is a great blockchain. It's not just a layer one, right? So it's more of a layer zero because you get to build subnets on it. And it's more of a layer two as well because it doesn't need a layer two to scale. The way that they built the network allows the network to actually scale without needing a layer two. Now, here's what's been very, very interesting to me as of late is that they've been building something called a teleporter, which introduces interoperability. And it now allows for AVAX to be interoperable with the Cosmos ecosystem, which in turn means AVAX will now be interoperable with Corium as it continues to develop, which is something that makes me super excited, super happy. I mean, we're talking about my two favorite blockchains, the two that I'm building on, the two that I'm supporting, and in some way, somehow down the line, I'm going to be able to kind of combine something. You know, who knows? But yeah, just very interesting across the board. I'm learning a lot, and I'm very excited to launch Apes Anonymous, you know, in the near future.
Right on. And so that's good. I actually heard of the teleporter. Haven't had a chance to dive into it yet. Is this live or going to be live soon? And then my other question to that is, I believe it was came across my radar as described as a very amazing user interface. Like you just don't see that there's any work going on in the background. Anybody could kind of pick it up and go cross chain without any thought. Have you seen that in any way?
Yeah. So I believe Teleporter is already live. I believe it is already live. It works best with in between subnets. they're able to communicate flawlessly. I think the Cosmos one is still kind of being worked on a little bit, even though I haven't heard much, so don't quote me on that. What was the second thing you mentioned, Chris?
I just heard it was its user interface was amazing, like the that like for mass adoption purposes going multi-chain, that this is kind of nailed it. I was just wondering if you've seen or could describe that what they're looking at there.
Yeah, I think that most things over on the AVAX ecosystem, since it's been around for a little bit longer, it's very, very user-friendly. I mean, the main wallet that people use over there is MetaMask. I think everybody, if you got into crypto anytime before 2021, MetaMask was the go-to wallet, right? And we're talking about EVM compatibility, which Corium is also EVM compatible. It's easy. There's a stream of communication that's very, very easy. Also, AVAX wallets are OX wallets, which if anybody's been on Ethereum, you know that your Ethereum wallet is an OX wallet. So yeah, I think the interfaces are very easy to use. There's still a lot of things that are being built, which is kind of exciting. I don't know. I feel like I'm in this little bubble of just excitement with the two blockchains that I'm really a part of. I think they're both doing great. They're both innovating. And I look forward to the future, Chris.
Right on. So at this time, I don't have to worry about doing anything with my apes or being on some white list or anything like that. I can just sit back and relax and watch you build.
For Core Apes, absolutely. But I will tell you this. We are releasing a free NFT on XRP. It is a collection that is called Legacy X. And it is art of Brad Garlinghouse. The collection is 2023 NFTs, celebrating the year that XRP was deemed not a security, 2023. It's going to be a free mint. For the Core Ape holders, so one for one. If you hold one ape, you get one free NFT. If you hold two, you get two free NFTs, and so on. And that's just to give back to the community. That's simply just that. I want that collection to be a little bit of I don't know, you know these commercials where you buy these like collective coins or something like that, you know, like a commemorative type of NFT. I think that's what I'm going for there, just something to give back to the community. I'll have more information on that. And yeah, everybody will be able to claim their free commemorative Brad Garlinghouse NFT, Legacy X.
Awesome. Great to hear. And like I said earlier, next week we plan on having, you know, Corium's first birthday party. It falls on the Sunday here. Hope you can join us just to kind of celebrate that. And I think the Corium ecosystem has benefited many people in this room here today. And I just thought it'd be appropriate, being that this falls on a regular Sunday anywhere, to get together and share experiences and look back on the last year, maybe look ahead for the next year and just celebrate. It's been a heck of an experience and a journey for me anyways.
Wow, what a year. This time last year, I was packing my bags, headed over to LA for mainnet launch. It's pretty exciting. Yes, I will definitely be here for the 1 year anniversary. Absolutely. We get to kind of relive that moment. I mean, I loved mainnet. I love Cordova. Like, I had such an amazing time. I met a bunch of you. It was one of those experiences where, like, I had never been part of a mainnet launch. And, like, just the feeling in the room was something that I'll never forget. I truly would never forget. Fun times. And guys, I didn't cry. I just, because I know people like to bring that up.
Hey, come on now. You know I don't exaggerate on my channel.
There's video proof of me tearing up. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, that was great. I just for those of you who haven't heard the story, I was just blessed to be at the right place, right time, right when Ralphie, Leo and the team walked in the door at Cordova, and for those who didn't see it, like the whole wall and room was giant Core Apes display basically, and they actually took the time out to stop and chat me up and make sure they're all following me on YouTube and X, and we all met each other and exchanged pleasantries. And meanwhile, they're looking at this for the first time. And And I just couldn't believe that they took the time out to chat me up there. So it was great meeting you guys there. And yeah, absolutely, it was an amazing experience. It was definitely my first blockchain event, and Matt, I sure picked a good one. It was quite the electric feeling in that room that night. Many of us here were there. So
what an experience, man. Yeah, and guys, I was just very overwhelmed. I had worked for like 3.5 weeks, no sleep, jumped on a plane, went to LA, and in that moment, like, everything just hit me. Like we did it. Can't believe we actually pulled it off. And it was kind of crazy because we were working on such a short time frame. There was a lot of pressure on us. And it was just, I don't know, it was just one of those moments where, like, I got to, like, soak it in. I loved it. I enjoyed it. And it's crazy that it's been a year. And Chris, you've grown so much in the last year. What is the next year going to look like for you?
Yeah, it's been a pretty wild ride. And, the last year has been crazy. And it's been mainly, you know, the Corium community. But now just watching, you know, how things are changing with my followers, subscriptions, that kind of thing. I started to see a lot more XRP Ledger community, you know, see things a little bit differently and take a breath and come take a look at what's going on here. Also seeing a lot of Cosmos ecosystem interest. So that's really encouraging to me because I feel a lot of Corium's like perfectly positioned in between these two ecosystems and going to take full advantage of it. I know that they know where they are and what they've built and know they're prepared to take full advantage of it. That's what has me so excited. I've said many times, you know, I've been following this project since the day it was announced, as closer than anybody. And the last couple of weeks, even I just can't believe the developments I'm hearing and being part of. We're running a validator on the network. That in itself is, you know, a pretty awesome achievement, I think, for our team. And now just recently we're going to be part of the bridge infrastructure directly as one of the relayers there. So it's very exciting for me. So now I feel like I'm also providing some infrastructure value to the XRP Ledger where my roots come from. So it's a pretty awesome feeling and yeah, tons of growth that I couldn't agree more. It's far exceeded my expectations. This is totally outside of my wheelhouse and comfort zone, but just keep plugging away at it and just found myself surrounded by a very powerful group of community members and like-minded people. And here we are. Yeah, it's been a heck of a ride.
I got one more thing I want to touch on real quick. So I'm going to take the opportunity since I'm up here and then I'm going to drop back down to listener and continue to support. The one message I would want to relay to the Corium community is stay patient. Like, this is a layer one that's really building some real stuff. There's real projects that are building, whether it's Whelp, Lunar Space, Pulsera, support them. And I'm not even saying spend money. I'm saying when they post, hit a like. The more we're able to help them out and support them, the faster this network is going to grow, the faster we're going to get the apps built, the more developers that are going to come over. This type of stuff takes time. Stick in there. You could see the growth over the last year and how things are changing. These type of things take time. This is not a get-rich-quick type of network. We need more builders. We need more devs. We need more attention on Corium. We need meme coins. If someone wants to do a meme coin, let them. It brings activity. It brings transactions. It brings volume. It's what the network needs. We, like, support that. Even if you don't buy, even if you don't agree with it, like, let it be. Let it happen. Let more NFT projects, more DeFi, more lending protocols. If we do not get this into Corium, like, it's not going to, we want to be able to have that. Yes, we want VCs coming in here. We want, you know, people building their stable coins and other things that Corium is built for. But you want this network to flourish. Keep that in mind before you guys start bashing people or projects or anything. And I haven't seen a lot of that, but I have seen a lot of questions about what's going on with Corium or whatever. And that's normal. But just keep it positive because that's what we need in this network. We don't want this network to turn into a toxic space. And it's far from that, but I want to avoid even getting anywhere near there. So just stay supportive. Let people build. Let's get more attention going. And I promise you guys, Corium will do its thing if we allow it to.
Yeah, you touched on something important there, Ralph, that I'd like to highlight is you don't necessarily need to invest in these projects to show very valuable support. You know, your engagement, your interactions, your questions, your ideas. You know, maybe you got, hey, I wish Corium had this on it. Reach out to some of these projects and say, hey, you know, like, I really think Corium needs this. Maybe there's somebody out there that's willing to help you. You know, like, it's easy to sit there and point to this or that, but contribute. You know, that's the thing I've really learned here in the last year is instead of just being a speculator, just, you know, if you got something to contribute, contribute. If you got some time to sit in the next space and ask some questions and engage in these projects ecosystem, just to show support, it goes a long ways. It means a lot, and it's tough for any project or content creator starting up, to get some traction. So don't think it's always your dollar that everybody's after. You know, it's one thing I've learned a lot is, you know, most people just like to talk about what they're building, you know, just like anybody else, what they're passionate about. So, you know, that really goes a long way with projects.
Love it, guys. Keep absolutely killing it. I appreciate you guys for doing what you guys do. And let's go.
Yeah, thanks for coming up, Ralph, for that update. Like I said, it's tough when you're busy to keep track of everything. And I really appreciate you updating me on the Core Apes because I was worried I was missing out on something. But yeah, great community member. And I look forward to chatting with you more later next week. All right. Well, I don't know what else we got on our mind, but so much going on. I got a list with like 20 things on here. We haven't even hit all of them up, but
let's go.
Yeah. It's crazy, crazy time ahead. The bridge, I don't have the token list in front of me.
I got you.
You got the list there?
Yeah.
I was just curious to know, well, I'll start with you, I guess. So, any tokens on there that you see that think that Corium smart tokens could bring value to as a project?
I want to say all of them because, I think the versatility of smart token capabilities will, you know, penetrate any industry. It can be applied to anything, anything you're doing. So I think, first and foremost, definitely Sologenic, is one of them that bridged over recently that is going to bring huge, huge, huge value to. But looking at OnXRP and what Bids is doing, I think he did mention like a two-tier system with rewards with how he's setting it up on Bids. So he's utilizing smart token capabilities out the gate. And, as an NFT platform, he's going to be doing some of maybe the first types of protocols. He's going to use it in a way where it's probably never been done in the space before. So Corium is the perfect network for that. Just off the top, I think OXP, the Bids OnXRP family, I think they're going to show and be able to showcase what it can do to a project, especially bridging over from the XRP ledger. So I'm very, very, very excited for, when they launch and when everything comes alive and how they'll utilize the technology. But I definitely look forward to, what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, it's kind of the one I had in mind too, as far as, showing other XRPL projects, like, hey, you can bring this XRP token over here, add this functionality and to it and do this. I think that's like I said, going to be a real eye opener for many projects over there.
Yeah, I keep refreshing the page to see if there's any additions to the list because I know the time is close and we're only a few hours away from launch with the bridge, so probably won't sleep tonight but I'm just excited to see this thing. And, I've been sharing with people in my space about, what I'm doing with, Corium and blockchain in general. And it's just been great to see, you know, the team executes on a lot of the things they promise. And that's a very good sign as a project that is still under a year old, technically on mainnet, and, you know, it has a bright future ahead of it. But if I'm able to, you know, talk to people or, you know, explain to them what this technology is and the team delivers, I think that's a win-win. And I'm more excited to be among the builders at NFT NYC in the next couple of weeks to share, you know, what this technology is and, you know, speak to some, you know, founders and maybe get them interested in what we're doing here and bring them over to Corium. So I'm more excited to see what that will bring. But, you know, yeah, it's early days, and looking at the list of XRPL projects, it's, you know, it's a lot of them over there. But I think once they start to trickle over and as the teams in general see and observe what is happening over on Corium and in the IBC world and the capabilities and the limitlessness of what this is going to bring, because it's interoperable, you can get a chance to flow through, you could create, navigate your own way through any blockchain and add to, you know, create a product here, create a product there. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how this new financial system builds out with the interoperability foundation we're seeing built in front of us. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, and then same thing, the interesting thing to see, like everybody has seen this trap liquidity on the XRP ledger for all these years. And, you know, now that these use cases are becoming available, just going to be interesting to see how the community and the holders respond to that, right? You know, it's to see how adventurous they're going to be or not so adventurous, maybe, who knows? And you know, with so many different avenues, like there's a lot of people that think the AMM itself is going to make an XRP holder rich, you know, so there's going to be some people disappointed, you know, to find out that's not quite how it works. But at the same time, there's some people out there that might venture on beyond. And like John that came up earlier was asking, you know, lending and borrowing platforms and things like that. So there's going to be a lot of options available that previously had none. So it's going to be exciting to see how the human part of that responds and reacts. Again, this is a community space. Anybody's welcome to come up and have a question or comment, whatever is on your mind. You've got a project you want to share about. Community space, that's what we're here for. It's what we gather to do here. And hopefully leave some value for everybody that's joining us here. I should mention, Articulate and I have kind of embraced a new streaming product on YouTube that we're now doing regular live streams on YouTube and X simultaneously. It's working out pretty good. I can see in the not too distant future, we'll start integrating some guests into that platform also. So if you're a project or builder and want to utilize that, join us, you know how to find us, reach out through CoriumCommunityDAO.com or any of our social medias. It's providing to be a very powerful tool. I'd say I probably get about 5 times the eyes on our streams, on the live streams than I do on YouTube, interestingly enough. So yeah, there's definitely going to be spending a lot more time doing that. We're going to be for sure having a live stream on Monday once we know that bridge is live. And we're going to plan another one for Friday. Also for when the AMM goes live, and just to talk about that and hang out. There may be some in between, of course, but those are some for sure ones that we plan on doing.
Yeah, excited about the progress with the live streams. It definitely has ramped things up with, you know, just visibility. And, you know, they're doing something, you know, on X that is allowing and setting the algorithm in a way that it benefits, you know, people who create and you know, contribute in that way. So definitely grateful for that. And yeah, between the launches this week, I know that projects are going to be doing their integrations with the bridge. Especially Pulsaran, you know, well upcoming online. And, you know, it's just a phenomenal euphoric feeling to know that we have waited through the bear market and made it this far to where we're about to kind of, you know, on the brink of, you know, taking that next leg up, not just candle-wise and, you know, price-wise, but just, you know, leveling up in terms of the interoperability and technology in general. This is a, this shows a sign of maturity in the crypto sector. So, you know, happy to be a part of this and what this is building out to be. But I'm very excited because I think it was L1 who spoke to the UI that they're building that should go live on Sologenic with the two-way bridge in terms of the, you know, it being very intuitive and smooth and, you know, just looking forward to wake up tomorrow. I'm not sure what time. I don't have the time, but I know that it's tomorrow. But just to, you know, go through, I think he did say there's a Leap Wallet integration as well. So it's going to be exciting to start, you know, playing with these tools and learning, you know, the full function. And this, they're not going to launch with basically the full capabilities as they build it out. But I'm sure that as time goes on, it's going to improve and it's going to get better. But as you see, they're onboarding projects over from the XRP ledger right now into Corium ecosystem. And, you know, it's going to be a great start to leading up into the AMM going live this weekend and, you know, bringing the XRPL, you know, side of things into full fruition and also bringing products from the IBC world over into the XRP AMMs and stuff, vice versa. So great time to be alive, great time to be here. And, you know, don't sleep on Lunar Space. You know, that's a project to watch. They're building. They've been quiet, but they're building, and they are building on the Corium ecosystem and the Corium technology. So there's a lot of things to be excited about in the future. And, you know, it's just like words can't explain what is about to happen because it's never been done before. And shout out to the builders and the teams that are creating history by making these tools available and making this technology available for us to utilize and to build on. But they are the ones who are the superstars as well, you know, building, coming up with the ideas, making it work, taking the time, hourless days, weeks, months, years to make sure it's correct before it comes to market. And, you know, we really appreciate the team, the foundation, everyone who is involved with decision making and building these this tech for us and the world to use and to adopt.
Yeah, and the other initiatives that they're taking on too. The one thing I'm excited about, 2 weeks from now, we'll be having on the Student Blockchain Association from the University of Calgary that's partnered up with Corium to run content or courses out of there for the students. There's a retreat coming up for students only in a couple of weeks here in fact. So it's going to be exciting to speak to them and just learn on the educational front, you know, what that means for a student, you know, to have a company like Corium supporting, you know, the project, the education lines that they're involved in. They're the future builders, right? They're the ones that are going to come out of these programs looking to deploy these projects that they have on mind and utilize these skills that they've learned. So I think it's absolutely genius what Corium's doing with the university initiative, the University of Calgary, and I think it's UC at Berkeley, if I remember right. I think this is going to pay off like so much in, you know, 2, 5, 10 years from now. We can't even assess it right now.
Yeah, and I think I forgot who mentioned it from the team, but they mentioned the term university DAOs and applying DAO technology to the universities so they can, you know, communicate and, you know, build and utilize these functionalities. But the future is bright for Corium. And as you said, they're building in a smart way, getting the future involved, which are the young people, the young minds. And when you see a blockchain do take time to do something like that, it's only going to mean, you know, acceleration and mass adoption and just, you know, getting the best of the best with regards to fresh new ideas and creativity and productivity. So, you know, shout out to the team.
Absolutely. Give another shout out. Anybody wants to come up? This is meant for the community space, Articulate. And I spend lots of time on the airwaves chatting and talking to each other about how we look at things, you know, so obviously we don't mind doing it, but we want to create this space once in a while, at least once a month, for the community to come up and tell us what's on your mind. What do you want to see built on Corium? What pain points or challenges do you see? One thing I remember I wanted to touch on, I forgot at the time, you were mentioning both the bridge design and UI. You look at when Corium and Sologenic took over the bridge, the existing XRPL to Corium bridge, it's amazing. Like it's fast, it's free, flawless as far as I've heard, for the longest time. So the only thing I keep hearing about it, and even though I've sent people the step-by-step video and it has it in this video intentionally, the part that freaks everybody out the most is when they see the word black hole. It just, they freeze, they phone me, hey, what's going on? I'm getting my tokens black hole. I wish there was a better way to explain that to people, because it just causes sheer panic and they absolutely think they're going to lose their assets. So, but other than that, the UI behind it, it's just so crisp and clean, and I expect nothing less from this bridge that we're about to see from Sologen.
For sure. One thing that we had came across with when you were on the Certic point, I think we kind of glazed over it, was something that we can look at to improve as a community. And this is something I think that we can as a community get together and work together, is governance. Looking at the Certic platform and seeing Corium at number 19, one of the points of opportunity is governance for the project. And, that's something, I don't know if you wanted to go further than that, Chris, but I think that's a big, big opportunity for us. If you want to see our project go further and faster in terms of adoption and just, recognition and in that space, we could, look at, how we can solve, governance and improve it. And it doesn't even, take a lot, but I think education in some of those aspects will help us as a community to pull together and, pull this project. The team is doing their part, I think on a community level, we can, come together and help to improve this part of the what they look at in terms of certification and audits and stuff. But I think it's something that we can do on a community level. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. We've touched on it in the past, and I have the Certic score up in front of me here now, and we score really good. Like I said, we're ranked 19th. We got a AA rating. We're right up there with the best, right? No complaints for such a young blockchain. And then you see how it's scored here. We score highest in operations. So that's obviously a very good thing to be scoring high in. Our second highest scores in the code itself. And then third, you'd have community. So shout out to the community. And then fourth, you have your market at 92. And then fundamentals is at 91. And then Articulate mentioned, the obvious opportunity for improvement there would be governance. We're scoring an 88.12. So, you just imagine if we bring that up to, to the average of the others there in that low to mid 90 range, how that would really impact the overall score, right? So it's definitely something we should, as a community, be trying to sort out. And something just caught my eye here. I thought I only seen one out previously, and then I see two available here. Now I'm just clicking on that. Like you said, this is a great opportunity to come together and find some solutions to help improve on that.
For sure. As Corium is, getting ready to, launch off, scaling up with getting the two-way bridge live and, rolling out projects. And I think that, there's some things we can do in the community. And as I think Ralphie said earlier, is one, represent the community and the project in a positive light, and two is, help to, you know, with the governance, decentralization, you know, certain factors help it the help to distribute, you know, in a way where we can help to improve our rating and just our standing in the full blockchain spectrum. But, you know, it's not far off. We're doing a lot of the right things. We are a great community, one of the best in the space. And we just continue to do what we're doing and also improve on spaces and places where we can. But I think later iterations and maybe another broadcast, we could go deeper into that. But just wanted to highlight that for this show, like just to keep it at the back of your minds that, you know, there are things we can do to help to take the project up. Not the team has to do every single thing, but we can assist and help in our own way. And it goes a long way. And those are some of the ways we can do that.
Well, I've been talking about it here for a few weeks, so I guess one thing we'll do, I've been putting it off. I'm going to do a version 2 of my complete validator assessment. We'll do a live stream. I had to do it in two-hour live streams back when we had about 48 or 50 validators. So it's going to be another, either one real long one, or we'll do it in two parts again, whatever the case is. But that's all part of it. We'll dive in, get to learn what we have for validators on the network and where that structure all sits and how that may or may not affect it, what things can be done, ideas, you know, to solve some of those challenges possibly. But that'll certainly be part of it. So like I said, I've already committed to Tuesday and Friday for some key events happening this week for live stream. So maybe I'll think Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, one of those we'll run some live streams to just go through the validator list and address that part of the community. Just checking the governance category score. We're still in the top 25 percentile. It doesn't give us much other data here to really chew on as far as that. It's still ranked up there quite well overall, but yeah, like you said, articulate, it's up to us to, you know, maybe provide some solutions to these challenges.
Yeah, let's not forget that Corium is ranked number 5 as far as smart contract.
Yeah, I was trying to bring up that screen again. Just let me get back to that. I was saying that the other day and I was corrected, but I know I see that in a certain way here. Just one second.
Well, Chris, pull that data up. If you're in the space and you're new to this community or you're listening to this replay, we do have a validator. We have two validators, the Corium Community DAO and CAF_LSI, where you can, stake your Corium. And as we're speaking about governance, we do encourage also in the spirit of decentralization to, you know, spread your delegations across the board as well. Don't just stick to, you know, one particular delegator, but we do welcome you. But we do also want the project to succeed and be more decentralized. And if, you know, when the votes do come up, the proposals do come up, who vote, share your voice, you know, help to contribute in any way you can. But this project has a bright future, and we have, I always say, you know, Corium has decorum, and that's going to take us a far way. And you know, we have bright minds in this space, not just in this call right now, but in the community, and who have the best interests of the project and projects at heart. And you know, they're doing their best, but you know, they're, you know, every little thing we do counts, you know, towards the greater goal. So you know, we have this part where we can help to improve and help the team out. So yeah, let's look at how we can improve this governance score and you know, get our metrics up some more.
So is my mistake, it was on the security leaderboard. If you go into CERDIC and go to category and go security, Corium ranks number 5 below Aptos, XRP Ledger, Polygon, and Theta Network. So it's pretty nice spot to be in. And that's one thing I like about this bridge design, as they described it. That was my question I had in the space, is like, what makes this bridge secure? It's always somebody's, you know, concern when bridging. And like they pointed out, it's a decentralized component of it. There's no one entity holding your assets, right? You just have the issued event. The relayers are monitoring those events and verifying them. And the ASHU's assets are distributed, and you know, then it's over, you know, once it's distributed. So that's what I really like about it. And here, clearly, as far as sort of concerns, is Corium has got the security component of things figured out. They did say the actual audit of the bridge is coming. It's done, but the paperwork or the description of that is coming here very soon too. So be excited to see that. Well, I think if nobody wants to come up and ask any questions or say their piece, we'll get ready to wind this week's space down. We're going to have a busy week ahead. There's no doubt about that. Like I said before, next week we'll be focusing on Corium's birthday. I will be reaching out to all builders, developers, the team themselves, just to say they want to stop by and celebrate on the podcast. It's not my fault it fell on Super Ledger Sunday. I didn't plan it that way, but it is what it is. And I see Elwin's joined us here. Elwin, welcome.
Hey Chris, hello everyone. Happy Sunday to all. I just want to say, yeah, the audit is actually available as of today, so if you want to have a look, it's on the certain website.
I was actually looking at it just now. If you click view findings on the Certic website, we put the link up in the top, so you could click the link and go to the bridge audit, and you could hit view findings and you could read what the findings are.
Yeah, I think a pretty good overview of the architecture as well, of the different components. You know, like those guys, they pretty much look at the project and try to understand it from a different perspective. So it's a super interesting lecture.
So you put a lot of work and energy into this, Alan. What are you most excited about this week?
Yeah, so a lot of energy and a lot of work. I'm super excited for the launch on Monday. So as you know, everything that is smart contract related, the relayers, as you know, are up and running, but the actual UI and the actual traffic will start on Monday when the different user interface are released. So I think what is going to be super interesting, super exciting, is to see like the assets flowing from one ledger to another and see how it goes. So yeah, it's going to be, I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We have Articulate refreshing the screen all the time to keep us updated on the assets that are being listed there. So yeah, many are excited. We're all going to be following very closely. And as said earlier there, we thank you guys so much. We see the hard work and dedication you're putting into this, going above and beyond, as far as I'm concerned, on all fronts, not just this bridge, but on marketing. You can really see the efforts ramping up from the foundation and initiatives like the universe program that we spoke about earlier too. So I just, while you're here, take the time to thank you and the team for everything you guys are doing. Fantastic job. And I said it earlier before you were here, I followed this project probably closer than anybody since the day it was announced. And as we go on, I'm just getting more and more excited. You know, it's exceeding my expectations.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And as you said, like, it's really a team effort. There is a lot of team members that are not on Twitter. So I'll make sure like to relay those comments to them, because yeah, they've been working hard. Everyone is working hard as we speak right now. So it's really, yeah, it's really nice that is being noticed. So thank you, Chris, and thank you, everyone. I've been listening for the last 30 minutes, and yeah, thank you. Thank you again. And well, I think one of the nice thing that we are going to see is, like, so of course, like the assets flowing, being used in different DeFi protocols, but something that is going to be also very nice is to see how the different XRPL tokens are being utilized in in some innovative and different ways. So yeah, I can't wait. I know we have the Bits team with their OXP token that is doing something that has never been seen before, and a lot of different projects that I can talk about right now. But XRPL project that should start working on Corium pretty soon for the Web3, the Grant Web3, and I'm sure that they're gonna come with some super innovative and creative way of using those XRPL tokens.
Well, that's awesome. I hope the team sees we're out here. We're trying to rally these projects from other ecosystems up to pay attention to what's going on. I think we've done a good job lately. I know Odo's Finance has got his eye on what's going on here since we spoke, for sure. And Moai Finance, that you know, they're aware, and Patrick from Reaper Token, we had him on recently. So, you know, there's interest there. We got people watching, and I think, like you said, a couple projects come out and really utilize Corium Smart Token technology and do something a little bit different that makes it stand out. I think it's going to cause a wave effect of traffic coming to the Corium from XRP.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's going to be amazing. Like we really like in a really, really good position right now, like the whole Corium ecosystem. So yeah, it's really a good time right now. So yeah.
Well, excellent. Thanks again for all the updates along the way. It's much appreciated. While you're up here, I'd like to extend the invitation to you next week. Like I said, we're just going to be celebrating Corium's birthday and the year that's gone by and the year coming up here. I'd love if you and any of the team would join us just to celebrate. Yeah, it's changed a lot of people's lives, and I think it's going to do even more so moving forward. So it's definitely something we're celebrating.
Yeah, for sure. It changed my life too, to be honest. So I'll be here definitely, and I'll see if I can bring all the team members with me.
No, that's great. I think I appreciate that.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everyone, and have a good Sunday.
You too. Thanks again, Noah.
Thank you.
Right on. Well, I was almost ready to cut the show there. That worked out good. Got some more value for you guys provided by Owen there. It's very much appreciated. I will give another call out. Anybody wants to come up, this is what the space is for, is to come up and share ideas and questions. Owen, I'm going to be going to, or I'm not going to, I'm a media partner for the ETH Toronto event, the Futureverse. When I signed up there, they were excited and they said, well, Corium sponsored us last year. Hopefully we'll see them again this year. So, hopefully we'll see you guys there. I know you guys have some, an appearance at the Paris Blockchain Week coming up in April. That's the next stop, I believe. So, as I said earlier, great to see get you guys getting out there and getting the word out.
Nice. Yeah. I'll keep you up to date. I think we're going to Toronto. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, as you said, next up is definitely Paris. Everything is booked, everything is rolling. So yeah, and I think we're gonna do like probably one or two tickets for the community to be win prior to the event. So yeah, but definitely Toronto. We went last year; it was a blast, super interesting, super nice event. So I think we're going the this year as well.
Nice. And from an observer stance, the Barcelona event seemed to be a very important one and one that drew a lot of attention to Corium. Is that a fair assessment from my side?
Yeah, definitely. Like Barcelona, I will say like it was the best event of last year. So I didn't participate to all events. I didn't went to Berlin, to Cosmoverse, but Barcelona was definitely crazy. I think, I mean, we were the main sponsor, so that is also something that that made it like an amazing event for the Corium team and the Corium blockchain. But I think that the organization was top notch. The city also, like, it's super important. Like the the city where the event is, us, like Barcelona, is a crazy crazy city. It's really an amazing city. The vibe is it's hard to describe, to be honest, but the vibe is really amazing. And the hackathon was very well executed. Like the first day of the hackathon, they did it in a different venue so that hackers were able to really focus. And it was one day prior to the event, so we were also able to help the team to make sure that they had all of the support needed. And that turned out to be a very good thing to do because we had some really, really nice projects. Like it was the best hackathon we had so far. So yeah, Barcelona, it was an amazing event.
Right on. Yeah, from a developer sense and energy sense, it just seemed to be a change or a different vibe moving forward, just in, you know, on social media and stuff. Is that's kind of what I picked up from it. So it was really great for me to watch.
Yeah, developer and also on the institution part of it, it was also really, really amazing. We had the opportunity to talk with a lot of different institutional partners, so banks and a lot of different financial actors as well. So it was a complete success, like from A to Z, like from the developer perspective, from the financial institution perspective, it was really a success. Even from the community perspective, it was really nice. So yeah, and we have right. From Barcelona as well, so total success, 100%.
Right on. Well, if I could ask you one more question before Guy, thank you for being generous with your time. Obviously, this bridge is consumed a lot of time and energy from the team and whatnot, and you have all the events that you're participating in too. After the bridge is released, what's the team's main focus moving beyond that?
Yeah. And of course, you know, man, I'm sometime, even though I don't speak, like I'm still here listening. So, thank you. I just want to say thank you for hosting this space every week. It's really amazing. But in terms of milestones, so yeah, the bridge was really a big milestone. It's still a big milestone. So now it's going to be, because as you know, there is Axler that is releasing their bridge, I believe, end of May, something like this. So it's pretty much going to be a race between them and us to who is going to have the big part of the market, let's say. So yeah, so it's a big milestone. Seem going to be a big milestone after the launch. But I think the next big thing that we're releasing that is on the roadmap is the DEX that is native to Corium. So it's an order book DEX that is going to be native to the chain.
Oh, awesome. It's interesting you say that, because we actually, right at the start of the show, we had someone come up, John. It's no one I'm familiar with, but his question was, you know, speaking to the XRP ledger, like once the AMM comes live, you know, what effect is that going to have on the XRPL DEX, right? Because, you know, with the DEX, mm-hmm. with the closed order book, you know, you have to wait for that buyer to come, or liquidity is low on some projects, whereas the AMM is going to free that up. So, as a follow-up to that, I said, well, it kind of leaves me with the same question on Corium. So, like, you have Whelp and Pulsera and these other DEX options available. Why is the Corium DEX important? Like, what part of the puzzle makes that important?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, without going too deep in the implementation and the features that it's gonna have, so it's not gonna be a classic order book like you have on the XRPL, because as you said, that have some shortcomings in terms of liquidity, but it's gonna be pretty much a hybrid between what you have with those AMM that leverage pools like Pulsara, Well, Postmosis, Astroport, and a traditional order book. So it's going to be something that is beneficial for retail users as well as enterprises, right? Because AMM are great, the pools are great, but pretty much when you have big money transfer, big institution that want to come and do some transaction on those pools, there is some time when the liquidity is not, when there is not enough liquidity, that slippage is really going to be huge. And that is going to refrain those institutions to transact on the DEX. So we're really trying to find the best of both worlds to enable retails and enterprises to transact on these DEX. So I think retails, it's pretty much done, right? So myself, for example, when I want to swap Corium for USDC, either I go to Pulsara, either I go to Osmosis, I'll do two hub, right? I'll do Corium Osmo, Osmo USDC. So that is pretty much covered. There is enough liquidity in those pool, but I think, yeah, the big thing is going to be for institution.
Okay, well, great. Well, thanks for clearing that up. That certainly helps. And so would it be... So like for a product like Whelp or Pulsara, once you guys release that, would it be of any value for them to utilize in their projects, or is just two separate projects, like you said, one's more for retail use and one's more for institution?
That's a good question. Honestly, I can't really say right now, but I'm pretty sure that we will have a way to leverage what is already here, so Whelp and Pulsara, and bring them and leverage them into the DEX that we will release at the protocol level. So I cannot say too much right now, but yeah, we will still be able like to leverage those two DEX right here.
Yeah, fair enough. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, on Articulate, do you have anything else for us today?
That's it for right now. Hoping I now wake up in the morning, the bridge will be live. But yeah, thank you to everyone that came out and participated or just listened. And we try to bring value with every space or broadcast we do. So, you know, if you want to be a part of the community, the Discord link is in the Jumbotron above. But, you know, we could take the conversation offline if you have any questions, you know, want to participate in any other way, you could reach out to us. But yeah, it's been a great space this week, and I'm very, very grateful for all those who showed up, stayed, listened, hit the like, hit any emojis, whatever it is. But everything counts. And, you know, we appreciate the community, and we try to, as I said, bring value in any way we can. One thing that I think that is going to, you know, keep us as a great community and take us to the next level is just more and more education. So as these tools come out and as these projects are onboarding, we try to bring them to you, ask questions, give you a chance to ask them questions so that we can have we can all be on the same page. You know, so shout out to the team who is building. And as we are live right now, Pulsara just posted that the XRP peers are ready. you see, it's happening. So I'm just grateful to be in this space right now and to be amongst you. We are all legends right now to be interacting with these protocols, building and forming the foundation with these tools and resurrecting this building of what this new financial system is and a decentralized world as we would want it, you know. So that's all I have for right now, man. I'm just grateful and happy to, you know, check out the bridge tomorrow and just experience what the new world, it is going to feel like a new world, what it feels like, you know, and just bask in it.
I couldn't agree more. Yes, I count my blessings every day here. This podcast generates the opportunity to be speaking and asking questions of very powerful, bright minds in our space. So many hours of content and great ideas have been shared. I can't thank everybody enough for joining and supporting it. You guys have made this podcast what it is to attract the leaders in our space to be here and share. And you know, perfect example, the other day I had somebody tell me that the you know, from outside our ecosystem, say that they heard of Lunar Space and they wanted to learn more about it. And this is, hey, we got a podcast, 3.5 hours. They spent nonstop asking questions, answering questions, and telling us about their complex project. And, you know, that's hard to find. You know, it's a lot of times, you know, it's a short bites just because that's what, you know, a lot of people like that shorter content, but it's really starves out a lot of information, you know, from going to where it needs to go. And I think that's what we have here, something that we provide. And again, it's for the people that show up and support these longer format interviews and podcasts that keep making it happen, and they just keep getting better. Our numbers are growing week after week, and it's all because the community is supporting us. So I can't thank you guys enough. It's been a great experience, another great podcast. Thank you to all the speakers that came up to share on the community town hall today. As I said earlier, next week's going to be one of the most looked forward to one I've coming up, just because, like I said earlier, Aquarium's definitely changed my life and many people I know's lives, and we're just getting started. So it's good that we all get together, celebrate what's being done here, and give thanks and support to the community that's building on it and propelling it forward. Like one said earlier, a lot of the team isn't online, have that social media presence. So, you know, let's all show up and really show them how thankful we are and our gratitude and get that to them. So thank you again, everybody. Been another good one. We'll wind this one down. There's going to be a few live streams this week. As I said, Monday, we're just going to get together and talk about the bridge. As soon as it's live, I'm moving stuff across just for the sake of doing it. And then Friday, we will get together again when that AMM goes live. And in between, we'll maybe talk about some validators and governance issues, stuff like that. So thank you again for all your support. We'll be here again next week as usual. Peace and prosperity to you.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these token knocks. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Bye.
Watching Spaces.